Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This should be interesting. Welcome back to Drew Garabo Live. We are live after the cruise. Seth and I were just strategizing during the break. It's like a break in the quarters or a half at football when we get together and run our game plan. And I'm still not quite sure what we should do about this.
Me neither.
I think we should take the call.
Okay.
We mentioned earlier in the show that Nikki, our new associate producer, was doing some work for the show. Specifically, what she's doing is getting the drops, the sound bites, if you will, that we play throughout the show, in the middle of the show, etc. Some Kayla's voice stuff, some Seth Basil Salted Rim stuff. And she's putting them all on my computer over here so that I will have them to play. I wouldn't say it's the most important task in the world, but it's something that I would like done sooner than later so that I can start sprinkling those in the show. And we mentioned that she was unable to do so today because someone who works here was trying to record an interview with someone for his podcast that has nothing to do with this company.
Ryan Hoppe from the Mike Halta Show and from our promotions department.
Yeah. And for some reason, Ryan Hoppe's on our phone right now, and let's find out why. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Drew. First, man, I've been a huge fan. You're one of the reasons I'm going into radio, but I feel beyond disrespected, and here's why. Nikki could have easily told me, Ryan, I have to use the room for the afternoon show. You do a podcast. Not that it doesn't matter, but can you reschedule the interview? The reason I asked to use that room was because the other production room was being used, and I asked Seth. I'm like, should I reschedule the interview? Seth goes, well, why don't you use the dub? And I said, I don't want to use the dub because of the email that we got, and I don't want to disrespect that room. And next time, I want to be treated like an adult. Just tell me, Ryan, no way. We have to get ready for the afternoon show. You do a podcast. The other thing, I never, ever, ever want to make it seem like I'm annoying Seth. I truly enjoy talking to him. I feel like we have a lot in common. But Seth, man, if I'm annoying you, say I have to get ready. Say I have to eat lunch. Say I'm distracting you. Like, don't, like, I feel called out. Like, just say it to me. Like, if you don't want me to do the interview and you, like, I didn't know how important the production was. She said I can be done by 1:15. Next time, say, Hoppe, no way, Jose. I'm sorry. You're going to have to reschedule the interview. And the only reason I did the interview during the day was because the guy could only do it after his show ended, and he's on Pacific time. So I never want to make it seem like I'm acting like I'm better than anyone because I work in promotion. I'm the lowest on a totem pole. But I'm just trying to make my way into radio. I'm honored to be allowed to use the rooms at the Bone. I'm honored that John Brennan allows me to use the rooms. And I never, ever want to make it seem like winning some awards getting in my head or booking guests is getting in my head. So next time I will be positive and completely sure that I'm allowed to use the rooms. So just say, Ryan, you can't use the rooms. Or Seth, say, Ryan, I can't talk to you right now. Just tell me. I'm not some four-year-old. I'm 22 years old. I can take it.
Hoppe, I mean, I like you a lot. I just, this phone call that you're making right now is not going to be good for you at all.
Let's get something straight. You're utilizing this company's resources during the day that are not only used by 102.5 The Bone, but every other radio station in this building. There are people who have actual work to do that contribute to the financial success of this company. You are displacing those people. You are putting them in awkward positions so that you can record a podcast that has nothing to do with this company, has no relevance to this company, and doesn't make this company one dime. Rather than call up and whine about being disrespected, you should call and apologize for even putting Nikki in that position in the beginning, because your podcast, as much as it might mean to you, doesn't mean anything to anyone in this building. There has been a blind eye turned while you use this company's resources and inconvenience the people who have hard work to do here. I don't know why they let you get away with it so far, But it's done, dude. I don't care if it means going to John Brennan. I don't care if it goes Keith, whomever. You are putting people in an inconvenient position to record a meaningless podcast that makes this company
meaningless.
No, to this company, it is meaningless because it doesn't make a penny for Cox Media Group Tampa, and you're using their resources to record your podcast, dude.
This is the only time, Drew, I have ever used the podcast room during the day, and I felt even iffy doing it, but it was a guest that was hard to book. I always use the rooms after the show ends, and I just want people to be honest to me. I know I'm goofy. I know I'm awkward, but just tell me, Ryan, you can't use the room today. It's that simple. I've wanted to go on the radio since fourth grade. True, I look up to you. I don't want to be disrespected. Nikki, I am so sorry that I put you in that position. Just tell me. I'm a grown man. I can take it. Ryan, I have to get ready for Drew's show. Ryan, I have to get the clip of the day ready. Sorry, you can't use the room. I even begin the show by saying, this is not affiliated with Cox Media. So just say to me, we have to do things that are Cox-related to the radio shows that are aired in on this company. Just tell me.
I'm telling you now. The production rooms are used during the day by the Dove, by the Eagle, by 97X, by Magic, by us. They're all busy during the day. There's not an empty production room during the day. If you have something to do, it can be done outside the business hours when this place is pretty much a ghost town. But you shouldn't be putting people in – you shouldn't be inconveniencing them with a podcast that is not a Cox Media Group podcast, but you're using their equipment, basically stealing from the company. Yes, Seth.
Hoppy.
I am not taking from the company. I got permission to use the rooms, and I always do the interviews after 5 p.m. when everyone's gone. This was one time, Drew, one time when the guest I had on couldn't do it after 5. And I always say when I message these people, can I do the show? Or do you want to do it after 5 p.m.? And that's when I always do.
Seth?
I mean, I don't know what you're getting at.
I don't know. How can I be any I'm pretty using pretty simple language,
Hoppy,
and making
did,
a pretty
did,
simple
Hoppy,
point.
Hoppy, two things. Did you not chase me down today as I was going to the cubicle to say you had nowhere to work with your podcast? I mean, did you not chase me down today? You were running like it was the most urgent thing in the world, and I tried, because I know that you're passionate about radio and you're passionate about your podcast, I tried to find a room for you, even though it meant that our show might take a hit today in the production department so you could get in there. I knew Nikki could probably get done with her work before 1:15, and I got you in that room. If I'm on the radio talking with Drew and he's saying he tried to save me because it looked like I was in a conversation with you that was going too long, that's just for radio. You don't have to get so upset about that. If I had a problem with you, I wouldn't talk to you and I would tell you your face off the air. So I don't want you to get upset at all that you think that I'm trashing you behind your back, because that's not the case at all.
I know you're not trashing me. I know you guys aren't trashing me. I just want to be respected, and I will remember to always use the rooms after 5 p.m. I'm not trying to walk and make it seem like I'm better than anyone. I work in promotions. I know where I'm at. I have wanted to go on the radio since 2004. I am chasing a dream that is so hard to get. I am so honored to be allowed to use the rooms. I am so honored to be working promotions at the Bone. I never want to make it ever seem like that I'm more important than anybody. I'm not being paid a dime unless people buy my decals. I don't make anything from Happy Hour. I will remember now.
You have decals?
Yes.
How much?
$2.
I didn't know that.
That's pretty reasonable. Listen, man, I understand that nobody likes to be blasted like this, but you've got to understand something, man. You're lucky to be able to use this equipment at all. And to be honest with you, after this conversation, I can pretty much assure you that you're not going to have that resource anymore. It's something that a company turned its back on because you got away with it for a while. You weren't inconveniencing people.
I actually told Hoppy, because when I first started listening to his podcast, I thought the quality was a little lackluster. So I said, hey, you should ask John Brennan if it's okay to start using the studios. And I believe Hoppy took that advice and John Brennan okayed it.
Sure. And then there was, if I'm not mistaken, there's an incident here where someone used another radio station. I didn't say it was you, Ryan. I'm just saying someone recorded a podcast in another studio and then messed things up for everyone because they left something like out there that they shouldn't have or did something to the equipment there. So, you know, it's like you're working on a hobby with this professional equipment here during the day. We shouldn't see that, and we shouldn't be inconvenienced by that.
Okay, I will remember that. I just want to defend myself and say I'm not the one that messed up the Dove. I haven't used the Dove in 2 months.
Not saying that you did, man. Not saying that you did, but I think this is a situation where I would hope that you would have the wherewithal to think, gosh, you know, I'm not going to bother the afternoon show. Nikki's obviously doing something in here. No matter how important you think that interview might be for your podcast, it doesn't make this company any money, and we do make this company some money. Nikki?
So I had no problem getting out of the room for you when I was done, but you kept walking in the room and like trying to push me out. That's what I felt like. It was very uncomfortable. That's why I was like, I didn't know the 1:15 time mark. When you came in, that was a number I made out just to get out of there so you didn't keep walking in.
Yeah, and you shouldn't have to get out of there because you're doing stuff for our show, stuff that did not get done, so that Hoppy can record this interview for Hoppy Hour that doesn't mean anything to this company. Might mean a lot to you personally, Ryan, and to the people who listen to your show, but from this company's perspective, it's not profiting. It has no interest whatsoever from the company's perspective. Yes, Seth.
And Hoppy, like I told you when we were talking in the parking lot a week or so ago, I really think that you should approach John Brennan about actually hosting a show on the bone and try to bring your podcast on the air. That way you're able to do whatever you want around the radio station. So, I mean, I don't know if you're going to take that advice at all, but I think you should at least talk to John Brennan and try to get something accomplished on the bone.
I will. I had to defend myself because I'm not the one that's messing up the dove, and I will remember from now on to not use the rooms between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Six.
Nikki, I am so sorry. I did not mean to sidetrack you. I am so sorry if I made you feel uncomfortable. Drew, I'm sorry that I sidetracked her and it affected the show. I promise I will never even think about trying to do anything like that ever again. I'm so honored. I'm not even bragging, but I work two jobs. I never sleep, and I am trying to chase a dream, but I will remember to use the rooms after 5 p.m.
Six.
And never, ever let anything get to my head.
6 o'clock, first of all. And secondly, I don't ever want to dissuade anyone from chasing their dreams. Radio, as you know, is a thankless bitch goddess of an industry. It will chew you up. It will spit you out. I don't know why anyone would want to get into it, but you've been bitten by the bug like we all have. There's a right way to go about it. There's a wrong way to go about it. There's a great way to channel your energy into doing things the right way. And if I'm you, dude, I respect your hustle, man. You have an amazing amount of stick-to-itiveness. You take a lot of crap from our show, from the guys on the Mike Calta show, and you bounce back. You're a very resilient guy. Just realize that there's a lot of stuff that goes on here during the day that makes this company some money, and we really need those rooms. And if you can operate outside when we need that space, nobody will ever see you, and no one will ever know it. No one wants to like poo-poo all over your dreams. Seth?
Hoppy, can I at least get some props for getting you a studio at 1:15 today?
Oh, I mean, if it wasn't for you, that interview would not have gone down. But at the same time, I never, ever want to make it seem like it gets to my head. Like, I'm truly honored, Seth. You guys are the reason Hoppy Hour was even nominated, because it worked out overall. So I want to thank you guys. I just don't ever want to make it seem like I get this vibe sometimes that people don't like me because they think I'm cocky. I just have this hustle. I'm not coordinated. I'm not very good at social situations. This is all I am good at. I've wanted to do this since George Bush was in his first term.
Wow.
Like, I don't have a backup plan. I'm in go mode, but I don't want to be a douche about it. So I will remember completely to not bother anybody and to not sidetrack Nikki or Seth or you, Drew.
I think we get it.
I will say hi to you guys in the hallway around the coffee machine, but I promise I will never sidetrack you guys.
I get that. I don't think there's any need to crucify you for it. We all learn lessons the hard way. I think Britt So Much put it best on the Twitter machine. She said, can someone please ask Hoppy how this phone call is working out for him so far overall?
Feels good to vent. It feels good to talk voice to voice because I truly appreciate what you guys do. I'm honored to work at the bone. I just had to defend myself because I don't want people to think that it's getting to my head.
Well, I think we've spelled that out. I don't think anyone thinks you're cocky, and hopefully we've all learned something from this. And I appreciate you calling in and giving us the opportunity to set the record straight, Ryan.
Thank you, Drew. I really appreciate you taking my call. I'm very grateful.
You got it. All right, you too. Take it easy, man. That was Ryan Hoppy, who today had to record an interview, so he so he displaced Nikki from her pre-show action.
I love that guy. I want to kick Nikki out of the studio every day so he can do his podcast.
That's rude.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
That could have been a lot worse than it actually was.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was fine with it.
You were.
I mean, you know.
He went a little sideways at times with Hoppy. I don't know if he blamed me or blamed Nikki or something, but we got it back on track.
Ask Mo about Hoppy's co-hosting with him on Saturday. I'll pass on that. And then TM Powell said, if Hoppy Hour lands on the weekend schedule before me, I'm going nuclear.
Look, Hoppy, I talked to Hoppy in the parking lot one day, and Hoppy can say whatever he wants, but I've spent a lot of time talking to him, trying to give him advice. Mm. And I don't think Hoppy is a producer. I don't know if Hoppy's necessarily a co-host. I think he wants to do his own show. He's so passionate about his podcast. At least approach John Brennan and go, hey, dude, give me an hour at 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday and just let me get a shot at this.
Yeah. Like, even like, yeah, exactly. A 3 a.m. Saturday show, you give the dude an hour, you see what he can do for a Hoppy Hour. And
by the way, Hoppy, if you ever are looking for a production room, say that you're doing actual work and people will never ask you. If you're actually doing your podcast, just lie and say, oh, no, I'm doing a bunch of stuff for the Mike Calta show. We'll find you a room.
Yeah, there's a time and a place for honesty, and that is not recording your podcast. You should tell them, oh, no, I'm working on some demo stuff. Mike gave me an assignment and I'm working on that.
He can reserve a room.
I told him. He said, how do you do that? I said, just hang your name on the door. What time do you want to go in there?
We have a very complicated process here. All right, 727-579-1025. Thank you, Baby Gandolfini, for saying, glad you didn't destroy Hoppy. I don't know many 22-year-olds who are aware of when they are inconveniencing people. Yeah, we don't hate the guy. Just, you know, he's got hustle.
That's why Drew and I went over the game plan during the commercial break to make sure that it didn't get that bad.
Yeah, not looking to destroy the guy. Just when a dog wets on the carpet, sometimes you have to rub that dog's nose into the wetness so the dog doesn't wet on the carpet anymore.
I just like how he said he's not coordinated.
Wrote that down.
That's one of my takeaways too. The Hoppy Hour, I'm not coordinated.
The guy does get a lot of run on the station though. He's only been here a few months. He's on the Mike Calta show. We just heard a promo for him. Right now, if our show ended today, he would be the cut of the day. So the guy knows how to get on every single show.
What I take away from that is we have 1 hour and 50 minutes to put together like a good cut of the day.
Hey, time to turn it up, man.
Let's get turned up.
Normally, we have the guest in studio when we start the break, but we wanted Danielle to bring in Miss Caramel Vixen with her white slave while we were on the air. We wanted a good reaction.
Caramel Vixen is she's an African-American fetish queen. Her website, caramelvixen.com. I never know whether to say caramel or caramel.
Me either. We're going to have to ask her. I don't want to screw it up.
Me either.
Or we're going to be her white bitches.
She already said on Twitter that she's going to spank us.
Oh, boy.
I know. Says she's a BBW who does squashing and degradation.
Oh, no.
And she's known for her interracial domination. Her slave is named Sissy Mona. He's married. He's got a 9-to-5. His wife gave him permission to travel with Ms. Vixen and gave them rules of what they can and cannot do while they're together. All right. Danielle is bringing them in. There's Miss Caramel Vixen.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing, Miss Vixen?
What's up?
Oh, my gosh.
He's got like a gimp mask on. That
this is unreal already.
Definitely.
What's the name? Sissy Mona?
Sissy Mona, yes.
Sissy Mona, okay.
Go.
Hello. How you doing, Caramel Vixen?
I am hungover, but yeah, I'm here. I'm off. I'm happy to be here.
We're happy to have you
happy
here.
Happy to have you. Now, you have a slave with you. He's wearing a top that is a female's top, I would say.
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely. A little camisole.
Camisole, thank you.
Yes, and some pretty little frilly panties.
Really panties. He's
some thigh highs.
Some thigh highs and a chain around his neck, of course, a dog
pick
collar.
Up. Pick that up. Hurry up.
She's speaking to him like he is her slave.
Now, Miss Caramel Vixen, is Sissy Mona with you all the time?
No, his wife lent me him the week.
For the week, okay.
Yes.
And is he getting paid at all, or he just enjoys the punishment?
Basically, it's a punishment. What do I look like paying him? Really? Sorry, he had to pay to be in my presence.
What did his wife say is off limits that you can't do with him?
I don't want to do anything sexual.
Okay, okay. Good, yes.
He's just your slave.
Hello?
He's not a sex partner for you.
Oh, okay, I need a garbage can. Okay. I've been drinking. I have to puke.
That made her sick.
Okay, good.
Exactly.
All right, the very thought of doing something sexual with her filthy slave.
Now, Miss Caramel Vixen, one of the things you do, you interracially dominate. Is that what it's called?
Yes, that is my specialty.
That's awesome.
Interracial domination.
So great. Now, we're white, but Seth is Jewish as well. Have you ever Judaically dominated someone?
No, but I'm pretty sure I can.
Oh, fantastic.
Hey, nothing like a healthy dose of anti-Semitism in the morning.
Exactly.
I want to see her interracially dominate Sissy Mona before she interracially dominates us so we can just get a taste of it.
Right, like a little warm-up act.
Is that
a little warm-up act?
Yeah, just so we can know what to expect. Like if you could just lightly interracially dominate Sissy Mona so we know what to expect.
Okay. I'll lightly dominate Sissy Mona.
Yeah,
and
warm
I will
him up. Yeah.
Mess up is better than the other thing you just said. Do you punch Simone in the face at all?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Okay, good.
No, I don't.
No violence.
But I will definitely, if you guys want me to.
No.
Backhand slap you.
No. Oh, backhand slap. Oh, no. I want the pain to be inflicted on others.
And again, it's Caramel Vixen. She is at Fetish Con this weekend.
I mean, I'll eat some cake off you. I just, I'm not into pain at all.
Her Twitter is Ms. M-I-Z Caramel Vixen. Now, is it Caramel Vixen or Caramel Vixen?
Caramel.
Good.
Yes.
Okay. People say it different ways.
Yeah,
I want to make sure.
That.
All right, Caramel Vixen, and yes. Show us how you would interracially dominate your sissy slave Mona, Sissy Mona over there.
Well, get on the floor, you little cracker. I mean, that is interracial.
Oh, yeah.
You
know? No,
you're
going to
hear some.
No, we love it. We love it. Go ahead. Don't mind us.
Let's go. Lick, kiss. Right now, he's kissing my feet right now.
Yeah, white boy.
That's right.
Yeah. Lick those feet.
Yeah. Crack ass cracker.
You damn right.
We hate the white man over here.
You dumb white sissy.
Yeah.
Oh, is that good or bad? I'm sorry.
No,
well,
just
keep it rolling.
Keep it up. Okay. Yeah. No, you
I don't know. I might have to hire you guys to do some, you know.
Yeah, cracker. Keep licking that up, honky.
Yeah, that's what you were born to do, white boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, vanilla.
Now, who's getting turned on here? Is he getting turned on?
I think you are, because you're, like, really getting into it over there.
I'm sorry. I hate white people. whose fetish is this, Miss Caramel Vixen? Is this your fetish?
This is my fetish.
This is your fetish. Okay. Drew, go ahead. Say some more things. I've been on fire here.
Okay. You like to be served by the white
man? Suck it.
Oh, yeah.
Suck that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, vanilla face. Come on,
yeah.
Casper.
Yeah. You better gag on that, you little whore.
Yeah.
Gag on a Wonder Bread.
You stupid.
Just to clarify, it's
idiot.
The it's her heel. It's the heel of her shoe.
That's what he's sucking
on. It's the heel of my shoe.
Right. Definitely is. Yeah. Yeah, suck on that vanilla bread, white face, Wonder Mike guy.
What was that? Okay,
I don't know.
You're fired, sir.
I don't know.
Am I still hired, though, Ms. Vixen?
You're still hired. You're
yes!
Doing,
sorry. I
you're
just don't
doing
know
a wonderful job.
You're a racial slur for white guys.
You idiotic white toe licker. That's all you're here for.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You pasty gangsta.
Yeah, come on, Eminem.
No.
No, that's no good. No. Geez, stop right there, Drew. Come
on. Can I fire you?
Yeah,
yes.
Get out of there.
Sorry.
I think you might need a heel in your mouth to shut you up.
I'm sorry. Just to reset, we've got Caramel Vixen in the house. She's at FetishCon this weekend. Her website, CaramelVixen.com.
Miss Caramel Vixen.
Yes, doll.
How popular is this fetish? This was the first time I've ever heard of it.
Not a lot of people because of the whole racial.
Sure.
You know, so.
We love it, though.
But I am an equal opportunity racist.
Oh.
Okay. Now, I was going to ask you.
Nobody is off limits.
Good.
Does interracial domination work if you reverse the races, or is that just racism?
I would think it would be just racism.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, me too.
You know.
There's enough people who say those kind of things in everyday
life. Exactly,
in
everyday life.
Yeah, there wouldn't be that much fun. But let's say I'm
how does those feet taste, honky? What? I'm really getting into this.
You really are.
Sorry.
I'm starting to really think you hate white
goodness.
People.
I'll calm down.
Now,
I don't even...
I'm sorry, Sissy Mona.
Now, Danielle is Lithuanian. Do you think that you could interracially dominate a Lithuanian young lady? I don't know any
that's
slurs
white
for them.
Too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well then, yeah. You're good.
All right, good.
You're good.
It's all white.
I do dominate women as well, you know?
What do you think about this, Drew?
This is pretty funny.
It is. It's great.
I know. I haven't seen the slave in a while. Do we want to have her kick his cracker ass out of here?
yeah, we can go ahead and do that. He's freaking me out a little bit, Sissy Mona.
Yeah, me too. Can you kick your sissy cracker out of here in a very nasty and racial kind of way?
Nasty way.
Yeah, do it.
Well, you're going to have to leave, you little whore. On your... freaking knees.
Yeah.
I caught that on your knees. Actually, would you like to ride him out?
Yeah.
Yeah,
ride
Danielle.
Him out, Danielle. Ride him out.
Yeah.
Ride that cracker.
Danielle's going to ride Sissy Mona out of the studio. Yeah.
Come on, ride it. Woo, woo.
And ride it.
Woo, woo. Come on, ride it. Woo, woo. And ride it. Woo, woo. Come on, ride it. She is riding his cracker ass. Ride that white boy.
Get out of here,
Ride
Sissy
that
Mona.
White boy. Ride that white boy.
This is real sex of the morning.
Oh my God.
This is a fetish.
Danielle is riding a white boy down the hallway. Oh, my God. Oh, please don't let Ann Kelly come out of her studio while Danielle's riding a white slave out of the studio.
I don't think she's here today, which is good.
Thank the Lord above. My God. Now, how did you find Sissy Mo? Did you put an ad out for slaves and he responded?
I think she's passed out.
You all right, Danielle? Yeah? You all right?
I just felt like it was very wrong for me to do that.
Oh,
it felt very wrong.
Well, he's clearly not traumatized. He's looking at you with love in his eyes.
Miss Caramel Vixen, that's not wrong at all, is it?
That's not wrong at all.
He loves it, Danielle.
He does.
You can tell.
He does.
Does he ever get to speak or is he completely silent?
No, whenever I allow him to.
It's nice of you.
Yeah, but I really don't want to be bothered with him.
Are you guys staying in the same hotel room this weekend?
H-E double hockey sticks, no.
Okay.
Are you serious?
I'm sorry, I'm not serious at all. I'm a dumb white boy. I didn't mean that at all. I'm a stupid honky.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
I wish there were more slangs for white people because I just feel like honky and cracker is
it. Honky, cracker.
Yeah. Vanilla face.
Cracker, honky.
Yeah. Those still work, though.
Those go for the
They definitely
the
do.
Jugular.
Caramel Vixen is at FetishCon this weekend. Her website, www.caramelvixen.com. Check her out on the Twitter machine. She is M-I-Z Caramel Vixen.
Are you going to be there at around noon tomorrow? Because I think Danielle and I are showing up to FetishCon.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, perfect. We want to. You have a little booth set up?
Yeah.
Okay, we want to stop by and see you again.
I love to have the white boys say black power, and I'm black and I'm proud.
I'm black power. Am I black and proud or you're black and proud?
No, you're black and
I'm
proud.
I'm black and proud.
Say it again.
I'm black and I'm proud.
I'm black and I'm proud.
Say it again.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, I'm so turned
on
right now.
I'm black and I'm proud.
Yeah. Say it loud, you honky. Say it loud, honky.
Stupid honky.
Dr. Martin Luther King would be so happy.
Hey,
you darn it.
Tell stupid Sissy Mona not to look at us. He's freaking me out.
Turn the other way.
Yeah, Sissy Mona.
Look at the wall.
Yeah.
I have a dream that one day.
Oh, good.
White. Losers would serve this black queen.
That's what we are.
And now, do the people you dominate get turned on by this, or you are the only one that gets turned on?
I'm so turned on.
They do, okay.
Yeah, I get turned on by the money. Okay. But, you know, hey,
I just look over here like, why are people yelling? I'm black and I'm proud.
I'm sorry.
Great. One of our only African-American employees in the building is now looking at us like we're racist.
Now, Miss Caramel Vixen, tell us about this cake sitting.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that next.
Oh, cake sitting? I got a couple of requests.
Yeah.
Cupcakes.
Danielle, show her the cupcakes.
They're very fancy cupcakes.
Gourmet cupcakes.
You'd like one.
From Gigi's.
Those look nice,
don't
they?
They're black and white together. The white ones look inferior.
That's disgusting.
You crack-ass white cupcakes.
Separate those cupcakes.
Damn nasty.
There would not
honky.
Be any segregation with cupcakes, damn it. All right? Leave the cupcakes alone.
Now, we have integrated the cupcakes. What,
what is going on
what
here?
Do you think you can do in the way of cake sitting with these interracial cupcakes that we have?
Well, I mean, I can squish them with my feet and shove them down your pasty little throat.
Wow. You're into that, right, Drew?
It doesn't matter.
My black queen will do it, whether I'm into it or not.
It's going to happen.
Right. You heard what he said? You're what?
Yep. Who just went in that studio and saw the slave? I don't know who it was, but somebody just walked in the studio to see
Someone's talking to the slave.
Yeah. I think it was Van Cleef.
Okay.
I think he's telling us to keep it down over here. Is that what just happened?
No. Who cares?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.